Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. And we continue now with our end of year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2018? Call in if you want to play. And if you get three in a row right, you win a WNYC prize. You can choose between a Peace, Love, and Brian Lehrer tie-dyed t-shirt or a 2019 NPR wall calendar. You can tell them you're a Brian Lehrer Show 2018 News Scholar at your New Year's Eve party as well. Bragging rights. So call in and try your hand at the news quiz at 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692. We have one open line. And as we move to national and world news questions and away from only investigations questions, we also move to our next guest quizmaster, WNYC reporter and frequent newscaster on this program, WNYC's Shamita Basu. Hey, Shamita. Happy New Year. Hi, Brian.
Happy New Year. I'm so excited to be here.
Were you paying attention in 2018?
I was. I was trying to keep up. I think that's a better characterization of what 2018's news cycle felt like.
It was overwhelming.
It sure was.
So we're going to give people a chance to see how much they were paying attention, and
I think people have earned extra bragging rights this year. Don't you think so, Brian? If you're a news scholar of 2018, you weren't paying attention. You were keeping afloat.
Keeping afloat. That's a good way to put it. All right. Valerie in Nassau County. Hey, Valerie. Happy New Year.
Hi. Thanks. Happy New Year to you, too.
All right. And Shamita's going to ask you a question.
Are we starting with national news, do you think, Brian? Okay. Valerie, here we go. In January of 2018, residents of this state received an alarming text message that read, quote, ballistic missile threat inbound to state X. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Now, it was a false alarm, but which state's residents received this alarming text?
Is this multiple choice?
It's not multiple choice. But Brian, should we give...
There are only 50 states.
That's true. You can narrow it down to that.
New York?
Sorry, Valerie. Nice try. All right, we're going to give Andrew's also in Nassau County a quick shot at that one. Andrew, did you hear the question?
Oh, yes, I did. That would be Hawaii.
Very good. Well done.
Okay. Question two. Name the speaker in this soundbite from February of this year.
They say that tougher gun laws do not decrease gun violence. We call BS. They say a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun. We call BS. They say guns are just tools like knives and are as dangerous as cars. We call BS.
All right, Andrew, do you know who that was?
Oh, of course I can't remember her name.
It was a high school student,
I know,
recognizable for her shaved head.
I know.
You get that clue.
I can't type quick enough in my browser.
Sorry, Andrew.
No worries, Andrew.
Cheating. Admitted. He's cheating. Okay, that was Emma Gonzalez.
That's right.
Michael in Montvale, you ready for the next question?
Yes, I am.
Which former Trump official is being interviewed in this clip?
President Trump said he would drain the swamp. Draining the swamp renting an apartment from the wife of a Washington lobbyist?
I don't think that that's even remotely fair to ask that question.
All right. Who was being interviewed there by Ed Henry of Fox News?
I think it was Stephen Miller.
Ooh.
Good guess. Unfortunately, I think as the list of former Trump officials gets longer, this question becomes trickier and trickier, actually, to answer.
That's right. We have a lightning round that we may get to later. Resigned or fired.
Ooh, and that sounds
tricky. There are so many people on the list.
I don't know. I'd be tripped up by that.
And that one was the former EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt, who had to go. All right, we're going to go on to the next question with Keith on the Upper West Side. Hey, Keith, you ready?
Hello, yes, I'm ready.
Shamita, hit him.
Keith, here it is. In April, after arguing that getting along with Russia is a good thing at a lunch with Baltic leaders, Trump said that everybody agrees to that except for what kind of people?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. God, they got way harder, didn't they? can you repeat the question?
Sure. So this was in April at a meeting with Baltic leaders. Trump said that he was arguing that getting along with Russia is a good thing, and he said everybody agrees to that, except for what kind of people?
All right, we'll give you a clue. Trump calls a lot of folks this kind of people.
I'm going to say bad people.
Sorry, Keith. Nice try. Here's the answer.
But getting along with Russia would be a good thing, not a bad thing. And just about everybody agrees to that, except very stupid people.
Except very stupid
That's
people.
That's right. We were looking for what is very stupid people.
All right. Papa in Manhattan. Hi, Papa. You're on WNYC. Happy New Year.
Yeah, hi. I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
All right, Papa. Who is the person speaking in this soundbite from April?
You all know that I did not seek this job. I took it reluctantly. But I have given this job everything that I have. And I have no regrets whatsoever for having accepted this responsibility. This has been one of the two greatest honors of my life.
Do you know who that was?
Paul Ryan.
Absolutely. All right. So who is the person speaking in this clip?
I wanted to be here the next day. It's an outrage that I was not allowed to come and immediately defend my name.
Do you know?
Can you play that again?
Sure.
I wanted to be here the next day. It's an outrage that I was not allowed to come and immediately defend my name.
When he was accused of something by someone.
That's a big clue, Brian.
Near the end of a process mm-hmm. to put a bit of big job.
I know the voice, but I can't put a name to it.
Sorry. That was Brett Kavanaugh. And he likes beer. All right, Papa, thanks a lot. We're going to go to Brian in Hackettstown next. Hi, Brian.
Hi, good morning.
Happy New Year. Shamita's going to give you the next question.
Hey, Brian, answer us this. Which former associate justice retired and vacated the seat that Kavanaugh took?
Justice Kennedy.
Correct. You are right, Brian. Well done. I think Brian, should I keep going with Brian? All right, I'm going to give you the next question here. Who is the person speaking in this clip after he had all content related to him removed from Facebook, Apple, YouTube, and Spotify on the same day in August? And the reason, according to Facebook, was for violating their standards by glorifying violence and, quote, using dehumanizing language to describe people who are transgender, Muslims, and immigrants. Then the person responded like this.
We need to call the White House, go to Trump's rallies, call the campaign, let them know that this is about deplatforming conservatives and libertarians and other Republican candidates around the country to steal the election. It's true election meddling, not like the made-up Russia meddling garbage. This is out in the open and naked.
Brian, can you name that person?
That'd be Alex Jones.
Well done. That's correct. That's two in a row.
And Shamita, you keep going because it's a conflict of interest for me to give another Brian.
Oh, I see. Of course.
A winning quiz question.
Understandably. Brian, bring it home. This is your third, okay? True or false, Trump has appeared on Alex Jones's show, InfoWars, and told the host that his reputation was amazing.
True.
Well done, Brian. And here's the tape. It's from 2015.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job.
Brian, awesome job. We're going to put you on hold. You can choose an NPR 2019 wall calendar or a Love, Peace, and Brian Lehrer t-shirt. And we're going to go on to our next contestant. And you know what, Shamita? Why don't we flip now and ask some world news questions? We're going to get out of our little bubble here in the United States.
Oh, happy to.
And ask you some things about other countries. And we will start with Jennifer in Westchester for this round.
Hi.
Hey, Jennifer.
Happy
New Year, Jennifer. Here we go. Shamita, you want to go?
Sure. Jennifer, in October, this country elected its next president. He is a far-right politician. He's been dubbed that country's Donald Trump, and he's been quoted as saying he would be incapable of loving a gay son, and that refugees from Haiti, Africa, and the Middle East were, quote, the scum of humanity. Name the country or the man.
Duterte in the Philippines?
Oh, ooh, that's a very good guess, actually.
Good guess, but wrong.
Not
sorry,
the answer
Jennifer.
We're looking for.
You know what? We have plenty of questions to work with, so we're going to give people that answer. And it was Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil. And we're going to go to Debbie in Sussex County next. Hey, Debbie, Happy New Year.
Hi, Brian. Happy third day of Christmas, too.
There you go. And second day of Kwanzaa. Shemitah, go. Yeah.
Debbie, that's right. Which South African city almost completely ran out of water in 2018?
Lagos?
No.
Nope, that's
not the answer we're looking for.
Nigeria. It was Cape Town. We did a segment on it at the time. It was one of the most bizarre urban crises that luckily did not come to pass.
Right. But they were counting down to this day zero in April, right?
That's right, where Cape Town was literally going to run out of water, but it didn't. Cape Town, South Africa. All right. Sekou in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sekou.
Hi.
Shamita, you want to go?
Sekou, here's the question. In October, the president of Interpol was reported missing by his wife while he was on a trip to his native country. It was discovered later that he'd been taken into custody by this country, and shortly after he resigned. What was the country?
China.
Well done. Yes, Sekou, correct. I'm going to keep going with your next question. The French have a long history of protesting and taking to the streets. This year, a violent protest broke out with a unifying fashion choice. What is the fashion statement, and what's the stated cause of the protest?
That's the yellow gilet, I believe. Le gilet jaune.
Yes, color jaune, yellow vests.
Yes?
Yes, yellow vests, that's right.
Okay, and it was about the economy, their salaries, the income, economic problems.
Yes, we're going to say that's right. Yeah, the final trigger was rising fuel prices, but absolutely it was in general about the high cost of living and that a disproportionate burden of the government's tax reforms were falling on the working and middle classes. So, yes, that's two.
Correct.
One more, right? And you are a WNYC New Scholar for 2018. Shamita.
No pressure, Sekou. Here's your last one. This country was led by a single family for six decades. But this year, that trend finally broke with the rise of Miguel Diaz-Canel. What country?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Please? So this country that we're looking for, it was led by a single family for six decades. But this year, that trend finally broke with the rise of Miguel Diaz-Canel.
No longer the same family in power after six decades. In which country?
Oh, any clue? That one?
I don't know. Some missile crisis or something like that. That didn't get it. You could sort of almost swim there from Miami.
You're a good swimmer.
Somebody once tried, right?
Oh, well, let me see.
It was, what's her name? Diana Nyad tried. And I think she made it on after multiple attempts. Ah, Sekou, sorry. We gave you all the clues in the world.
Sorry, Sekou. You were so close.
To get Cuba. So we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for trying. And Shamita, thank you for sitting in and being our guest quiz master.
Thank you, Brian. This was so much fun.
For part of the Brian Lehrer Show end of year news quiz for this year. Listeners, were you paying attention in 2018? We'll continue in a few minutes as you can continue to try your hand and win a prize. It's 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692.